Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TOPPSBBQ.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tony Barnhart is Mr. College Football. He joins us. Now, Tony, it was quite the weekend in the world of college football, especially here in Memphis as they get the win quite controversially over the SEC's Mississippi State. How do you begin to make sense of that play and the fallout from that win for Memphis?
Well, the according to the rules, the play went well. My problem is with the official who was who dropped the beanbag and seemed to be waving that the ball was dead, which made the other players hesitate. Either way, the crazy play, those kind of things happen during the course of the season. But heads up for the Memphis player because he knew what the rule was and he knew what the play was and he knew there was no. There was no downside for picking up the ball and running with it. So smart play on his part.
When you real quick on Mississippi State, Tom, when you look at them and see Will Rogers what throwing 67 times for what 6 yards a pop in that loss to Memphis, what do you see? I mean, sitting right now at the bottom of the SEC West, do you see eventually Mike Leach and the Air Raid sort of getting together, or are we looking at a couple of years of mutual parting of ways? What do you sort of foresee for Mississippi State, Mike Leach?
Well, the key, of course, is that Mike Leach's track record is that the second year is better than the first and the third year is better than the second.
That's what they say.
And everybody gets on the same page. I think he's found himself a quarterback in Rodgers. But let's just say this. Mike Leach has never tried to do all this against seven teams from the SEC West and an SEC schedule. And so I like what he does offensively, and they did well defensively last year. But I think it's to be determined. I think it's too soon to know yet. And, oh, by the way, when you look up and Ole Miss is getting better and Arkansas is getting better and already know about LSU, Auburn, and Alabama, what they've got. Oh, and did we mention Texas A&M? It is hard to get a lot better when you're playing that level of competition.
Yep.
There was a push after Memphis got left out of this round of Big 12 expansion. You saw, there was a little bit of a national narrative that, Memphis just can't overcome itself and they should just really go all in on basketball. They should just funnel all their resources and everything into just being great in basketball. Not that that ever stopped, right? They've always invested in basketball. That hasn't changed. But doesn't a win like that one, beating, again, by no means a great team in the SEC, but still a team that's getting $35 million annually from its TV deal. Doesn't a win like that validate the continued effort for Memphis into its football program?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, listen, Memphis has got a long track record of being successful in football. It's not a consistent, never has been, but all the elements are there. It's a great fan base. It's a great recruiting area. You can do all those things. And if I'm Memphis, I'm still working. I'm in a good conference now. The AAC is the best of the group of five conferences. And who knows when the with the when the musical chairs game, which is conference expansion, stop, you never know when you're going to be sitting in one of those chairs. So you just keep working in that direction.
So I didn't expect to be asking about the bottom of the SEC before I asked you about the top, but it does feel like that LSU-Mississippi State game, in terms of getting right your fan base to believe in what you're doing for both of those guys, even Orgeron with a title a few years ago, it feels like, you know, you both need this one, Tony. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. And again, if you're Mississippi State and you've got a new coach, one of the things you've got to do in the first couple of 3 years is you've got to beat somebody you're not supposed to beat. All right, that is what instills confidence in the coaching staff. Mississippi State did it last year against LSU. But the way you look at it is these are teams that are pretty much on an equal footing. LSU's got more talent overall. But this is a game that Mississippi State knows if it plays well, it can win.
You know, moving from the bottom of the SEC to the top, what a game that was in Gainesville. Florida gives themselves a chance to win. If they get Alabama off the field there, crazy situation with the clock. Can't remember seeing anything quite like that. But Alabama is able to get the win, however narrowly. You know, you're starting to hear, Tony, this narrative around college football that everyone is beatable this year. That was not necessarily what we were all thinking after week one and Alabama makes light work of Miami. Do you think that? Do you think that everybody is beatable in college football this year? Alabama, Clemson, everybody at the top? Do you sense that?
Yeah, everybody is beatable. I mean, look what has happened to Clemson. Clemson is absolutely beatable. Ohio State has been beaten. There's more flaws out there than ever before. Now, Alabama looks human. They look like they're still incredibly good, but you got to give Florida credit for what they did and their ability to run the ball on Alabama. I think it's great. I think it's great that everybody looks beatable. That's the way it should be. And if you don't play well that day, if you're not ready to play, you probably get beat. So still think Alabama is one of the best teams in the country. And I still think they've got a chance to win every game they play.
Yeah,
but just watching what you just got to give Florida a lot of credit. They're down 21-3, and everybody in the world, including me, was expecting it to be a blowout because that's what Alabama's been doing. Florida fought back and got back into the game, and that's you need to give them credit for that.
Well, you took me back to something you wrote this week, too, that I think, you know, Saban's going to play this, too. He's going to play at the right – this could actually be a good thing for Bama, right? Because now he's going to be in there coaching, and they're going to have to listen to him, right, Tony?
Because now he gets to see guys.
Yep.
I tried to tell you.
All day.
You're not as good as you were a year ago. Now, you can be, okay, but you've got to focus. And, oh, by the way, the game is 60 minutes long. We're up 21-3 after the first 15 minutes or so. Well, guess what? There's 45 minutes to go. Florida knew that. We didn't do that. We didn't play for 60 minutes. We let them back in the game and had to fight like heck to win. And so Saban loves it. It gives him
exactly.
Some teachable moments, which he loves to do.
So on that Florida side, how much of what we saw, I mean, they outgained the Tide. Was it like 440 to 330, something like that? How much of what we saw from Florida changes – or does it, Tony, what we think about their chances against Georgia? I think it's October 30th in the Swamp. Did it change at all, Tony, how we think that game might play out?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now Florida believes, hey, we played Alabama to a two-point game, could have won, all right? That means we can play with anybody.
Yep.
When we play our game, we can play with anybody. That should be a tremendous boost of confidence for them.
We are, of course, talking to Tony Barnhart, Mr. College Football here on the show. What do you make of what's happening with Clemson? Obviously, new quarterback, and that's to be expected, perhaps, the struggle. But, you know, it took everything not to lose to Georgia Tech there, and it's not like Georgia Tech managed that game very well. What do you make of what Dabo's dealing with there in Clemson this year?
What Clemson has to do offensively is that, well, they've got a couple of things that are, first of all, they are not blocking well enough to run the ball when they want to, which is, you know, people don't talk about the fact that last season, Clemson, while they had Trevor Lawrence, they also had Travis Etienne and a really good offensive line, and they haven't been able to run the ball. That puts the pressure on the quarterback. Georgia gave everybody the roadmap of how to confuse the Clemson quarterback, and that's what everybody's doing. And they're putting a lot of pressure on him. So they've got to figure out some things offensively. Defensively, they're great. I mean, they are absolutely great. and they're absolutely capable of winning every single game that they play during the regular season.
You know, we saw Willie Taggart be fired after 2 years at Florida State. Is the same fate going to befall Mike Norvell? I mean, it is going the wrong way for him there. And I know the dynamics are a bit complicated with boosters and everything else at that program.
Yeah.
It's not going the way they anticipated for Mike. What do you sort of see happening there?
Well, they got to get it turned around. The thing about it is, on the night that they – Sunday night that they lost to Notre Dame in that emotional, dramatic way, Mike Norvell had built up a lot of goodwill. Hey, this guy knows what he's doing. He almost beat Notre Dame. We're on the right track. Then you give up a 60-yard bomb on the last play of the game and get beat by Jacksonville State. And then you get beat by – first of all, Wake Forest is a pretty good football team. Dave Clawson's a good football coach. And if you're not ready to play, guess what? They can beat you. Well, guess what? Florida State wasn't ready to play, and they get beat 35-14 or something like that. And so he's got to get it turned around in a hurry because the fans are going to absolutely give up on the program if he doesn't.
Who you been more impressed with, Tony? Is it what Mac, the numbers that Matt Corral and Lane Kiffin are putting up at Ole Miss and sort of where that could go, or the job that Sam Pittman is doing at Arkansas? Sitting there 3-0, got the win over Texas. Both have been impressive for you, one more so than the other?
No. Both are equally impressive. I mean, Sam Pittman, what he's done, just think about this. They beat Texas in a game that wasn't – the final score was like 40 to whatever it was. It wasn't that close.
Mm-hmm.
They dominated the football game from the beginning. The fans stormed the field. And Sam Pittman, I just posted something online about Sam Pittman said, hey, people are proud of the Arkansas football program again, and that's important to me. By the same token, Lane Kiffin, you know, when Ole Miss loses Elijah Moore, their number one receiver, we said, well, they can't be as good. They got a bunch of guys who can catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Corral's got the best arm in the SEC. And what they've done is pretty remarkable. Can't wait to see. They're off this week. Can't wait to see next week, which is going to be really entertaining.
And their defense is better too. I mean, they're you know, you sort of just used to chalk it up. Well, they're going to give up 50, but the offense will score 57. But you know that defense is far more reliable this year than year. I give Lane credit for fixing that.
Well, and the defense doesn't have to be good; it just has mm-hmm. to be not awful. Okay, which is what it was a year ago.
Yep, exactly.
Give him an extra possession or two a game, and you've got some good things going. But Lane Kiffin's done a tremendous job
Absolutely.
Of working with Matt Corral. People forget, Lane Kiffin didn't recruit Matt Corral. Okay,
yep.
The previous staff under Hugh Freeze recruited him. And as good fortune smiled upon Matt Corral, then all of a sudden Lane Kiffin's now the head coach at Ole Miss, and it's the perfect match.
It's funny because we saw Matt Corral in Memphis 2 years ago, and I can't even believe it's the same quarterback. I mean, he came here 2 years ago. Memphis beat Ole Miss, and I think he had 122 yards in the air. Like it's hard for me to imagine that it is the same guy. But it goes to show you the importance of a coaching change. That was under Matt Luke. This is Lane Kiffin. He's unlocked a different guy. On that same note, Tony, you're seeing now Paul Feinbaum says today at USC, which has kind of been in the wilderness since Pete Carroll. Deion Sanders, Paul Feinbaum says, would be amazing at USC. Do you agree with Paul? Do you think Deion Sanders makes sense there at USC?
Well, I think James Franklin's going to get the job. I mean, to me, that's the fit. I mean, although I will say having prime time as the coach in L.A., that would be sweet. That would be sweet. I think when all is said and done, James Franklin's going to get that job.
And then, look, we're all expecting Tennessee to lose in the swamp to what's clearly a very talented Florida team. But, you know, do you need to see, you know, in terms of quarterback play, and whether it's Hooker or Milton, do we need to see some progress there with, you know, under Heupel's first season? That fan base, I think, surely wants to show will.
Well, yeah. I mean, we said before the season started that we know what Josh Heupel wants to do. What we don't know is whether or not he's got a quarterback in that room who can do it. And I think the jury's still out on that. But again, if you're going to be a system, if you're going to do a system like Josh Heupel does, you've got to have an elite quarterback. And right now, I don't see an elite quarterback.
Not either one of them. Yep.
And then last thing, Tony, the college football playoff board of managers was going to meet, and now it seems like they are probably not going to meet. And now it feels like the expansion that everybody sort of assumed was going to happen, you know, sooner than later is going to be tabled for later. Yeah. What is the future of expansion? Is this just a delaying of the inevitable? Do you legitimately think this could be the end of it for the foreseeable future? What do you see as the future for the playoff?
Well, I think we're going to get there. I think we will get to 12 teams, but we got to cool down the temperature a little bit in the room. I think you got to get Texas and Oklahoma in squared away and inside of the SEC. I think that's got to get done. I think if everybody just calms down a little bit and people don't quit worrying about the SEC taking over the world, this will get. It's in the best interest of everyone mm-hmm. to get this done. The college football playoff, as fun as it is, it's starting to get stale. We're going to have, you know, we don't know who's going to be in it this year, but the same teams have pretty much been there most of the year. So I think for the good of the game overall, it needs to expand.
Will, when it happens, will there be a slot assigned for everybody that's not in an access conference? Will there be a G5 spot assigned?
I don't think there'll be a G5 slot. I think they'll say something like the original plan is that the top six conferences get to go.
Gotcha.
Top six conference. But and by definition, since there are five Power Five conferences,
yep.
that in essence
yep.
leaves a slot for the highest rated G5 conference. You just won't say it that way.
Right.
You'll just say the top six conferences get in, and by default, whoever the top G5 conference is, will get in.
Puts a lot of pressure though on Mike Oresco, right? Because it used to be, it was accepted nationwide that the AAC was the best, you know, that was not a Power Five
yep.
conference. And now that is certainly, depending on what happens after the departure of those three schools, that is certainly up for debate with the Mountain West. We shall see. Tony, great
You're
stuff
man,
as
Tony.
Always.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Yep.
Hey, it's Tony Barnhart. Mr. College Football. I mean, it goes show you, like, the stakes, right? Like,
well, now he's going to earn his money. He's going to have to earn that money that he got on the extension that you didn't like.
You
yes,
know,
he's going to have to earn it now. No, because you're right. It's no longer, it can no longer be assumed.
Yep.
And so much will depend on what you bring in.
Yep. Now, I don't, the Mountain West is, you get past Boise State and San Diego State, it's pretty nasty.
Well, after you get past Memphis and SMU.
It's true.
I mean, I know Tulsa's a sleeping giant. That's sitting there at 0-3, but they, you know.
Still sleep. Fresno looks good.
Fresno did. They competed against UCLA. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm saying it's comparable
it's up
now.
For debate. No, it's a conversation.
Yeah, Fresno beat UCLA. Yeah.
Nevada has that quarterback, Carson
to your point,
Strong.
Didn't used to be. Yeah. It wasn't, you know, wow. wasn't a conversation.
Yeah, you lose those top three. That's tough. Yeah, you got to figure out who's going to get in
there.
I
mean, look, you look at the Mountain West, not that I've ever even considered this, but like Colorado State, you know, they could be better than they are right now.
Yes.
Boise State, we know. Air Force, pretty good, right? Historically, they're like a respectable football program. San Diego State, we know they're 3-0 this year. Nevada's got a good quarterback. So you've got some things going for you in the Mountain West. It's very comparable now, unfortunately,
yeah.
to the
yeah.
AAC, depending on, of course, what Mike Oresco decides to do. Now you add UAB, you know, you add some stronger football programs outside of the Power Five. You know, I think you still have that. You probably still get that edge with Memphis and SMU, but it's closer than it's ever been now.
Much closer.
And that just adds to the implications for expansion here, because if you're not going to get into the Big 12 or whenever that happens, you got to make sure that you take care of home, and we'll see how Mike Oresco responds. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect.
Take your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.